October 8, 1907. Unselfish Christian Effort, Ellen G. White. John writes, "And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities." The words of this scripture are to be fulfilled. Soon the last test is to come to all the inhabitants of the earth. At that time, prompt decisions will be made. Those who have been convicted under the presentation of the word will range themselves under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. They will see and understand as never before that they have missed many, many opportunities for serving God. They will realize that they have not worked as zealously as they should to seek and save the lost, to snatch them, as it were, out of the fire. Soon the inhabitants of the world are to be arraigned before the judgment seat of God to answer for the deeds done in the body, and prepare to meet thy God is the message we are everywhere to proclaim. The trumpet must give a certain sound. Clearly and distinctly, the warning is to ring out. Babylon the Great is fallen. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Our work has been marked out by our Heavenly Father. Taking our Bibles, we are to go forth to warn the world. We are to be God's helping hand in saving souls. We are to be channels through which His love can flow to the perishing. A realization of the greatness of the work in which we have the privilege of taking part ennobles and sanctifies the true worker. He is filled with the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Nothing is drudgery to the one who submits to the will of God. Doing it as unto the Lord is the thought that throws a charm over the work that God gives him to do. The Lord's servants are to be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Listlessness and inefficiency are not piety. When we realize that we are working for God, we shall have a higher sense of the sacredness of spiritual service than we have ever had. This realization will put persevering energy into the discharge of every duty. True religion is intensely practical. In the saving of souls, nothing but earnest, wholehearted labor will avail. We are to make our everyday duties acts of devotion, constantly increasing in usefulness because we look at our work in the light of eternity. Only a little longer will the voice of mercy be heard. Only a little longer will the gracious invitation be given. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. God sends his warning message to people everywhere. Let his people work so harmoniously, so earnestly, that all will take knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus. Let them speak the words of truth and soberness, words of reason and good sense. Do you, dear reader, realize your responsibility? Are you doing this work that God has given you to do? Is the love of Christ abiding in your heart, softening and subduing your words? Do you seek for the Holy Spirit's power, humbling yourself before God? Have you surrendered yourself to Him for purification and sanctification? Do you pray earnestly for the heavenly power that alone can quell the quick-rising anger and check the hasty words? Have you put away all self-seeking? Are you doing your work faithfully? Do you give such evidence that you are working with Christ that no one can justly question the worth of your labor? Draw your power from the highest authority, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will aid you in your efforts to save those who are out of the fold. Remember that you are working for God, not for man. Plead earnestly for the power of God. Show a constantly increasing devotion to His service, and leave with Him the measurement of your work.